KMAN.com.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, here with not one, not two, but three area lawmakers. We got Democratic State Senator Tom Hawk of Manhattan, Republican Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan, and Democratic Representative Sidney Carlin, also, you guessed it, of Manhattan. And we got about 9 minutes left in the program, maybe a little bit less. And let's go ahead and tackle school finance here in 9 minutes. See if we can get that done. Tom, you seem like you're ready to go.
Yeah, and I tell you, I'm not completely well-versed. This plan was just put together Thursday evening, and the first time I've seen any paperwork on it was on my desk yesterday. But I'll share what I do know. On Thursday evening, a plan was put forth in the K-12 Budget Committee, which basically adds $500 million to school funding over the next 5 years. And that came out of committee with no recommendation. And I'll talk a little bit about the process and then talk about substance. I think we're going to try to work this bill on the House floor this coming Monday and try to get it over to the Senate. And, I think the plan is to try to get something approved next week, both in the House and Senate. Now, whether that can be accomplished, I have no idea. And the reason I say that's being pursued is because the Supreme Court has given the legislature until April 30th to put together a plan and submit to the court. We need to give the state's attorneys some time to put together their briefs and to the court. So that's why the pressure is kind of on to put something together. The plan, as I said, adds about $500 million each year over the next 5 years. And looking at it from a financial standpoint, it is going to be very tough. I think we can probably fund it over the next 1, 2, maybe 3 years. In the out years, it becomes more challenging. It's going to require probably passage of the internet sales tax that's being contemplated. That generates about $80 to $100 million. It includes accounting for the changes in the federal tax code, which benefits the state of about $130 million a year. And I think the Senate has an effort to kind of decouple from the federal tax code changes, which would reduce the revenue to the state. So that's another piece of the puzzle. My understanding is that we will continue to sweep the quarter-cent sales tax that's currently being used for the highway fund. That will be necessary. It will put us in a real tough financial situation over the next 5 years to funding this plan. And the other thing the public has to understand, we're not even sure if the court will buy this and accept it as the acceptable amount to address adequacy. If the Supreme Court says, no, we want more money, we will be back this summer probably trying to spend a lot of time to figure out how we're going to raise revenue. Because my sense is there's just not an appetite in the legislature to raise income taxes or sales taxes or property taxes at this point in time. A little bit about the plan. It basically is adding more money to the base aid per pupil. And so schools will start receiving more money on the base aid per pupil. I won't go into all the details on that. One of the things it does is the state is putting more money into special education, and that we think will address some of the criteria that the Supreme Court has said. They said that we really need to improve the test scores of the bottom 25% in their performance level, and so that's why we're putting money back into special ed. We've added money to you could think of it as early childhood education. I think a lot of legislators now recognize the value of early childhood education, that the money invested at an early age does pay great dividends as kids move into the public school system. And I probably shouldn't bring it up because I can't really speak about it very much, but there's a mental health pilot program, and this kind of goes back to some of our earlier conversations today. But I think we're trying to bridge the needs that are faced in our schools with the social workers and the mental health challenges that are faced in our public school system and some of our mental health programs in the community, and begin to help our schools address some of their challenges that they're confronting with children and with mental health challenges. So I think it's going to be a real challenge. I'll probably stop and let my colleagues fill in what they think of their perspectives.
Well,
are.
One of the things that were cut in the cuts after the tax cut in 2012 were schools, and many schools had to cut social workers and nurses and those kinds of people because the focus was being driven on what's actually in the classroom. And that was a very conservative group of people that just wanted to cut education, and a lot of services like that have been reduced. So our children were short on people who had time for them for extra things that they needed. So I know that Governor Collier's budget would increase social workers by 150 per year over the next 3 years, I believe. But he also had picked out certain schools where those would go, and I'm not sure how that will come out in the end. But it was recommended by Governor Collier to do that, and I applaud that because we had cut them so much.
Tom Hawk?
I just want to say, if you go back, the political battle here has been what Governor Brownback did in cutting schools, freezing schools, while we came up with a new school finance formula. The conservative leadership in the Senate and the House wanted to do a study, and they did, and they spent about $250,000 hiring Dr. Taylor from Texas A&M to do this study, and they thought they'd come back saying, we're spending quite enough, probably could spend less. Well, contrary, that's not what the study said. That came out last week, and it actually said the Kansas schools are efficient, said that we have great data analysis at the State Department. There was a big row about that earlier in the session, if you recall, on busing. And they said the more money you put in, the better results you get. And in fact, Dr. Taylor's study said maybe we should spend $1.7 to $2.1 billion. So my Democratic caucus proposed in the Senate last week that we spend $200 million per year for the next 3 years, or about $600 million. That failed. Then we went back to the study that just came out last week, said, let's just do the minimum. She said, if you want to keep things as they are and keep progressing as we have been, $451 million. That failed. So I think what my House members are saying, the ball's in their court now, and I applaud them for putting it on the table. I'm not sure it's enough money. And we'll have to see how that plays out. And the deadline is coming up for our last day before what we call first adjournment before the veto session is Friday.
Quite a bit to do.
And that last year's tax correction that we did to kind of mitigate the tax cuts of 2012, we thought we were going to raise about $590 million. And our budget committee has increased the budgets for some of the areas where we have been very, very lacking because of those tax cuts. And we have added $30 million to the governor's recommendation for this year. And hopefully we can pass that budget because we need to spend money in other areas in the state as well. So we're going to spend it all. I know that.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. Lively discussion. I think if anything we're learning, it's really interesting, right? Everybody wants the state to do all these different things, but they don't want to pay for it, as we've seen in elections, as we've seen in the budget, as we've seen in tax cuts. I think the state needs to do a lot of soul searching on that and figure out what they actually want to pay for. Like the example of teachers stepping in front of bullets. Well, these are teachers not even making 50, 60K. Yeah. So
right.
we got to decide.
Right.
34 right. Starting.
34,000.
Right. Lots of soul searching the state needs to do.
Thanks, but, Brady. Great discussion. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for coming in.
See you next time.
Thank you.
State Senator Tom Hawk, State Rep Tom Phillips, and State Rep Sidney Carlin. Thanks for coming in. If you missed this, you can go online.